Hidden away in the Northern Territory bush near the Arnhem Highway is a little-known but fascinating collection of sculptures. They include a spectacular 82-metre-long piece depicting a grain of native wild grass. The world-renowned Japanese sculptor Mitsuaki Tanabe spent much of the last 9 years of his life carving them into granite at Mount Bundy. The gigantic rice piece was left unfinished when the sculptor died 2 years ago. Now his family is hoping to complete it. Amelia Turton prepared this report.
Just off the Arnhem Highway, down an unmarked path in the top end bush, is a hidden outdoor art collection, literally set in stone.
So you have here Momi, and then the words in situ conservation of wild rice going across three boulders.
Botanist Greg Leach is one of the few people who knows the full story behind these works by the now deceased Japanese artist Mitsuaki Tanabe. His favourite Tanabe carving runs down an exposed and steep granite hill.
We're standing in front of Mitsuaki Tanabe's last sculpture, which actually at this stage remains unfinished. It's an unbelievable 82 metres long.
Inches deep and ground into the earth with a diamond cutter, this sculpture depicts one long, continuous grain of wild rice, known in Japanese as momi. It's visible by helicopter, but not many people even know it's here. Mitsuaki Tanabe specialised in gigantic sculpture, and his work took him to Cuba, Thailand and France. In the early 2000s, he became interested in the Top End's native wild rice crops. Murray Hurd was the director of the Northern Territory's Department of Industry Development back then.
I first came across this project when the Australian Embassy in Japan contacted me about the possibility of having an artist come and carve some rocks in the Northern Territory. We talked about it and said, yes, we'd like that.
Why did a Japanese artist want to come to the arid, then sweaty Top End and sit in the sun for hours and chisel at rocks?
Chisel rocks. You know, it's a very good question. He saw that wild rice, and rice in particular, was one of the main foods of mankind, and he understood that for good crops of rice and breeding good species of rice for commercial harvest, sometimes you needed to go back to the wild species to look at the wild gene pool and why it had been so successful. So he understood the need for preserving the wild species and the habitat of the wild species.
In 2002, with the blessing of traditional owners, Mitsuaki Tanabe arrived in the Top End and started carving into the boulders of Mount Bundy. Over the next decade, the Japanese sculptor travelled to Mount Bundy at least 8 times for month-long stints, completing smaller hand-chiselled lizards and witchetty grubs, sometimes with the help of other artists. But in 2014, Tanabe died suddenly at age 76, leaving his key wild rice piece unfinished. Now 2 years later, his son is on a mission to complete the work with help from the Tokyo Embassy. This month, Taka Tanabe arrived in Australia to see the sculptures for the very first time.
This is the biggest. Best. But not complete.
Speaking through an interpreter, Taka Tanabe described the emotion of seeing his father's unfinished work.
As a son of Mitsuaki, I now have a sincere feeling that I want to complete his carving.
Taka Tanabe is not a sculptor himself and will let one of his father's colleagues, Yun Yamazoe, finish the work.
Every day, very hot, so very hard work. So long.
He wants to complete the work this month, but says it won't be easy.
So Mitsuaki left the drawing, but that drawing of the uncompleted part of the wild rice was a very rough drawing. Therefore, I have no idea to what extent I can curve the rock.
Murray Hurd then hopes for more government investment in the site.
It's fair to say the uptake and the recognition has been very slow. The local people around here, a number of tour operators, they come here and see it and they understand the story and they look for the story.
During the monsoonal months, wild rice currently grows in abundance in floodplains just near the Mount Bundy sculptures. But the native plant's future isn't assured. Greg Leach explains.
Look, I think our floodplains are certainly in a bit of trouble. If you go out on the floodplains, and I've been out on some of them recently, you just see more and more weeds. The weed problem is a huge problem. There's also the feral animals. The buffalo, of course, have historically been really well known for trampling the floodplains. And climate change and possible sea level rise. The sea doesn't have to rise very far before these very low floodplains will start to see saltwater intrusion.
Takatanabe says his father would be happy if his completed work could help tell the story of the Mount Bundy area.
What he wants to convey to the general public, but to others, is that not only the conservation of wild rice, but the conservation of such wild animals and insects is important in order to conserve the entire environment for the survival of human beings.
Love to get to see those sculptures. That report from Amelia Turzon.